Hi there, and welcome to episode 2 of Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Please take your seats, turn off all cell phones, and enjoy the show. House lights are coming down, so it's time for our overture. Tonight's is a bit of a rarity in that it's popular with musical theater and classical fans. Here's the overture to Leonard Bernstein's 1956 operetta, Candide. This is from our vault of original vinyl recordings of Tony-winning Broadway shows. We have lots of these to share with you. Okay, here we go. Candide. Was the overture to Leonard Bernstein's Candide, a 1956 recording from our vinyl vault. And now, a little Arthurian suite. King Arthur will set the stage for us and explain why Camelot is such a great place to live, then we'll look in on a Connecticut Yankee who happens to be at his court, and then we'll we'll get some inspiration from the Lady of the Lake via Spamalot.
It's true. It's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Camelot, Camelot, I know it gives a person pause, but in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
Babe, we are well met, as in a spell met. I lift my helmet, Sandy, you're just dandy for just this here lad. You're such a fistful, my eyes are mistful. Are you too wistful to care to say you care to say come near, lad? You are so graceful, have you wings? You have a face full of nice things. You have no speaking voice, dear, with every word it sings. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holla, I choose a sweet lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a heart for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Thy words are queer, sir, unto mine ear, sir, yet thou'rt a dear, sir, to me. Thou couldst woo me, now couldst thou try, knight. I'd murmur swell to, and like it well to, more thou would tell to Sandy. Thou art dandy, now art thou my knight. Thine arms are martial, thou hast grace, my cheek is partial to thy face. And if thy lips grow weary, mine are their resting place. Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand, for thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land, and thou swell, thou witty, thou
Ramirez goes full diva and wins herself the 2005 Tony for Best Featured Actress in a Musical as the Lady of the Lake in Monty Python's Spamalot. William Gaxton and Constance Carpenter sang Thou Swell from the 1943 revival of A Connecticut Yankee. That show was based on a Mark Twain short story and premiered in 1927. Before that, Sir Richard Burton wins his own 1961 Tony for Best Actor in a Musical with a performance of Camelot from our vinyl vault. Now let's go back to Spamalot for a minute. Spamalot was based on Monty Python and the Holy Grail, a 1972 movie that had a couple of numbers in it that was expanded into a full-blown musical. And now, so many musicals of non-musicals have been made that the non-musical musical has become its own genre. Take our next two pieces. They both come from popular comedies that became popular musicals. Both of these are huge production numbers based on one line from the movie. Here's Elle Woods giving advice to her lovelorn friend Paulette in the 2001 comedy Legally Blonde.
Trust me, Paulette, you have all the equipment. You just need to read the manual. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to show you a little maneuver that my mother taught me in junior high. In my experience, it has a 98% success rate of getting a man's attention, and when used appropriately, it has an 83% rate of return on a dinner invitation.
Wow.
It's called the bend and snap. Watch this. I think I dropped something on the floor that I need to pick up. So you bend and snap. See?
And here's the big routine performed by the sorority girls who make up the musical's Greek chorus.
Look at my thigh. I'm catnip to the guys. They chase my tail, they drool and pant. Wanna touch this, but they can't.
No!
All the boys wanna come and play. Snap my fingers and they obey. Why do they follow me round all day? Watch me while I walk away. I'll bend, snap. Feel how hot it's getting. Bend, snap. And when you got them sweating, spring the trap. They'll cheer and pop. No time.
Fortunately for Paulette, she bends and snaps like a pro, but fudges the dismount and ends up breaking her fella's nose. Spoiler alert, it works out fine. Now, meet Miss Tracy Turnblad, who finally gets her agoraphobic Mama Edna to leave the house and get a makeover in Hairspray.
Mama, welcome to the 60s.
One small line, one big production number.
first, let's make a pit stop at the wiener stand.
Hey, Mama, take a chance.
Oh, Tracy, it's been years since someone asked me to dance.
So I go, go, go.
Pass now.
Say hello
to the light in your eyes. Yes, I know that the world's spinning fast now, but you gotta run the race to win the prize.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, Mama, welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Go, Mama, go, go, go. Welcome to the 60s. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, Mama. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to the rhythm of a brand new day.
Take your old-fashioned fears
and just throw them away. You should have some color and a fresh new do.
Marissa Jarrett Winoker welcomes Mama Harvey Fierstein to the 60s in 2003's best musical, Hairspray. And this now leads us to the answer to last week's trivia question, who wrote and directed the original version of Hairspray? The answer? John Waters, whose 1988 film starred future talk show star Ricky Lake and the always divine Divine. Last week's trivia genius is Catherine McDonald of Charlevoix, Michigan. Congratulations, Catherine. Bragging rights are yours all week. This week's trivia question is coming up later in the show. House lights are coming back up, so it's time for intermission, where you can hit the lobby, buy a possibly expensive beverage, perhaps with ice, and take a little break. Now, our lobby's virtual, and we're out of ice, so here's a little interlude. Since 1982, Gerard Alessandrini and the actors of Forbidden Broadway have been lampooning the hit musicals of the Great White Way. The bigger the hit, the more to mock. And what hit is more of a monster than Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera?
The Phantom of the Musical.
This show's a monster hit, and so am I. Phantom and cats have lit the Broadway sky. And now the industry is run by me. The Phantom of the Musical is I, Andrew Lloyd Webber. How does my magic work? You're bound to ask. What godlike giants lurk beneath this mask? The but none will ever see the secret me, the Phantom of the Musical is I, Andrew Lloyd Webber. And now I have a lovely bride named Sarah Brightman at my side. I trapped her here, kidnapped her here to sing,
squeak,
sing,
squeak,
sing,
squeak,
sing.
Squeak. Your scores pour forth a veil of melody, just like a nightingale on LSD. Your soaring strings so lush, I get a rush. The Phantom of the Musical is you, Andrew, my dearest. The Phantom of the Musical, but ooh, that mask is the queerest.
Don't touch!
Why not? It must be hot, one peak.
Hands off! You'll only scoff. No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. I threatened equity to bring you here, but please don't pity me. It's you they fear, but they're just jealous of my zealous love. The Musical is I, and you are my kitten. The Phantom of the Musical is I. Now sing what I've written.
Oh, mio bambino phantom, your music tops the list. The only problem is Puccini is awfully pissed.
Lloyd Webber, you're the man with a Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a Freud Webber.
The Phantom of the Musical is I, don't touch the mask!
The Phantom of the Musical is he, just a peek.
The Phantom of the Musical is...
Mickey Mouse!
Damn you, Sarah! Now you really know what's underneath the greatest writer of Broadway shows. So you must die! Go!
Consider that a divorce. Beware, the Phantom always lurks above. The girl I nearly loved as much as I.
That was The Phantom of the Musical from Forbidden Broadway, Volume 2. Lights in the lobby aren't blinking, so it's time now to get back to the show where we start Act 2 with the inspiration for our intermission. This is the original Broadway recording of The Phantom of the Opera.
Thank you. face, draw back in fear. I am the mask you wear.
It's me they hear.
My spirit and my voice in one combined.
The phantom of the opera is there.
Brightman, at the time also Mrs. Andrew Lloyd Webber, sang Christine, and Michael Crawford, The Phantom, voted Best Musical of 1988. Up next, a couple of plaintive love songs, one from a puppeteer and another from a puppet.
That's what I needed, just what I needed. Someone's hand reaching out for mine, a helpless thing depending on me to bear its burden, clothe and feed it, practically carry it. A grown-up girl with a mind of a child depending on me. Measuring me, staring at me, measuring me everywhere I look, I can see her face. I can see her face, see it everywhere. And when I close my eyes, it stays. And like a leaf whirls on a wind, around my mind it plays. If in my two hands I could hold her face, while my fingertips kiss her eyes and lips, and make them love and light and shine. But that would take two other hands, not mine. That would take two other hands, not mine.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of time. There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. And there's a fine, fine line between your wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of your time. And I don't have the time to waste on you anymore. I don't think that you even know what you're looking for. For my own sanity, I've gotta close the door and walk away. Oh, there's a fine, fine line between together and not. And there's a fine, fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You gotta go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste.
Stephanie DeBruzzo's Kate Monster sang about the fine lines of love in a tender moment from the notoriously weird and wonderful puppet musical Avenue Q. It won 3 Tonys in 2004, including Best Musical. Before that, misunderstood puppeteer Jerry Orbach sang Her Face from Carnival in his Broadway debut. That recording was from our vinyl vault. Now, Jerry Orbach's premiere on Broadway went very well, but not every premiere is successful. Our overture and finale this week are from Candide. That show opened in 1956 and was nominated for Best Musical, but only ran for 73 performances. When it was revived in 1973, it ran for 740. Today's trivia question is all about Candide, and see if you can answer without looking it up. Candide is based on a novel by a famous French philosopher. Question, who was that philosopher? Send your answer in an email to ipr@interlochen.org or leave it on our Facebook page or call it into our comment line at area code 231-276-4444. Be the first one to get it right, and next week's bragging rights are all yours. And now art comes to life in two big numbers from two very different musicals. First, we get the imaginary emotional background of Dot, the mistress of Georges Seurat in Sunday in the Park with George. That recording's from our vinyl vault. After that, a mural of the Nine Muses springs to life from an alley wall to inspire an artist named Sonny in the Broadway version of Xanadu, based on the 1980 movie about an Australian Greek muse and a roller disco.
White, a blank page or canvas? The challenge, bring order to the whole. Through design, composition, tension, balance, light and harmony.
Sit in the shade while I have to stand in the sun. Hello, George. There is someone in this dress. A trickle of sweat. The back of the head. He always does this. Now the foot is dead. Sunday in the park with George. One more. The collar is damp, beginning to pinch. The bustle slipping. I won't budge one inch. Who is at the zoo, George? Who is at the zoo? The monkeys at who, George? The monkeys at who?
Don't move.
Artists are bizarre, fixed, cold. That's you, George, you're fixed, cold. I like that in a man, fixed, cold. God is not out here. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're posing for a bishop being painted by your lover. Petticoat's wet, which adds to the weight. The sun is blinding. All right, concentrate.
Eyes open, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
Look out at the water, not at me.
Sunday in the park with George. Well, if you want bread and respect and attention, not to say connection, modeling's no profession. If you want instead, when you're dead, some more public and more permanent expression of affection, you want a painter, poet, sculptor, preferably marble, granite, bronze, durable, something nice with swans that's durable forever. I love your beard, George. I love your size, George. But most, George, of all. But most of all. Of a stay right under the now. Don't give in, just lift the arm a bit.
Don't lift the arm, please.
Sunday in the park with George.
Bustle high, please.
not even a nod. As if I were trees, the ground could open. He would still say, please. Never know with you, George. Who could know with you? The others I knew, George. Before we get through, I'll get to you too. God, I am so hard. Well, there are worse things than staring at the water on a Sunday. There are worse things than staring at the water as you're buzzing for a picture of the sleeping on the ferry after getting up at 7 to go over to an island in the middle of the river half an hour from a city.
What the hell? Guys like me shouldn't dream anyway.
I tell you that I will go in disguise to help this Sonny in his quest for artistic achievement. First, I will not call myself Clio, I will call myself Kira.
You've thrown them off the track now.
Secondly, I will wear roller skates and leg warmers.
You shall be as current as today's headlines.
And thirdly, I will sport an Australian accent.
But I might.
I tell you, sisters, by the fires of Hephaestus,
I mean, by the fires of all the shrimp and the vavay,
I shall help this Sonny Malign to fulfill his destiny!
Suddenly came the dawn. Suddenly I was born.
Into light.
How can it be real?
Carrie Butler and the Muses teach Cheyenne Jackson that it's okay to dream in I'm Alive from Xanadu. And Bernadette Peters realizes there are worse things than spending Sunday in the park posing for Mandy Patinkin as George. Music, of course, there by Stephen Sondheim. And now we draw near to the end of our show. We began with the overture to Leonard Bernstein's 1956 operetta, Candide, and we'll end with the finale from that show, Make Our Garden Grow.
No, we won't think noble because we're not noble. We won't live in beautiful harmony because there's no such thing in this world, nor should there be. We promise only to do our best and live out our lives. Dear God, that's all we can promise in truth. Marry me, Cunegonde.
The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come back up, and we'll see you next week with another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Send us an email with ideas or requests to ipr@interlochen.org or write a note on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear your favorite musical theater war stories, too. Leave one on our answering machine at area code 231-276-4444. Michael Culler produced the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.